This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, here we go. Things have not been aligning for me on Wednesday, so it's been a while since we had the weaponized woman with me, and she joins me now. Keita Bussey, how are you doing?
Good. How are you, Bill?
I'm good. How's the burret wound? Is it all healed up now?
It's doing a lot better. I'll probably be able to start going to the gym again next week, just no leg days.
But then you're going to start looking like a... I'm not saying it. I'm just not going to say it. I'm not saying it. Anyway.
My left leg is so much smaller than my right leg because my right leg has to do all the work.
Right.
I look ridiculous.
You know, one thing I've been wanting to ask you. Now, I know that I know what you shoot with competitively. And I know what your carry gun is. I'm pretty sure you train on a regular basis with your competition gun. How often do you train with your self-defense gun?
I do it in a ratio of 1 to 3. So for every 3 times I go to the range with my competition gun, I go 1. Well, I guess that would be 1 every 4 times I go with my carry gun. I just shoot a few rounds, you know, make sure it's running. Make sure it's oiled, not drying out.
Right.
That sort of thing.
And you're still carrying a P365?
Yes.
Okay. I still have one here. I never got rid of the one I got. After I bought it, I called Keita and said, I just bought a P365.
Yeah, if it doesn't fit your hands, I'll buy it.
Well, it fits Kim's hands.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah. Now, for me, though, I tested a gun this week that I'm sure a lot of people are sort of puzzled by it, but I tested a gun by CZ, the P10M, which is a single-stack micro pistol, 7-shot micro pistol, which is really small, and I could see where it would come into play, but it, the niche that it occupies is not a niche that I live in.
Right.
So, but hey, I know those little guns have a place. They just don't have a place with me. And for all of you that hate me because I don't like the P365 as a carry gun, well, you should see what I do carry. You don't know about this, but Taryn Butler?
Uh-huh.
He built me a gun.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he built me a gun. He after I had my Glock meltdown, after I figured, well, Steve Fisher taught me enough about how to zero an optic to where I could overcome what was going on with my Glock glitch.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't work. So I got rid of every Glock I owned, and then I called him, and I said, hey, I just want to know why you call this the best gun there is out there. And he said, well, let me clarify. The best gun out there today is a 2011. But most people can't afford that. So the best gun out there for them is probably the Glock because of its price point.
Right.
But then he said, but they're so much better if you do some things to them. And then I went, got a Glock and sent it out there to him, and I got it back late last week, and I have solved my issues. I've solved that issue.
He does good work.
Huh?
He does good work.
He does do good work. I'm surprised at some of the reactions I'm getting on YouTube that over the stuff that you and I have discussed, because they don't know everything behind the background. But then there's other people that don't like him, and they can't tell me why.
So. Karen and I have been friends for a long time. He's had his ups and downs, but, you know.
Like anybody. Like anybody would, right? Where would you rate Taryn as far as a shooter, not necessarily an instructor, because, you know, all the instructors seem to have a different sort of... I mean, like, the way you instruct has nothing to do with shooting at all. It has to do with getting you to that point to take that shot.
Well, he's a very good shooter. I think movement has come a long way since the time that he was shining in the sport. But he can shoot without even looking down sights and hit his target.
Yeah, he does a lot of hip shooting displays, doesn't he? And he doesn't have to shoot anything twice when he's hip shooting. So
that's right.
Yeah, Taryn Butler. I'm going to have him on the show. I think he's traveling right now. I'm fully some of the things I found out about the gun. I shot video of me shooting this gun and a fairly stock Glock 19 fifth gen.
Okay.
And at the same point of the shot where, and I'm measuring this by the ball of flame coming out because I was able to isolate it, slow it down. I've got it. I'll send you a picture of it. At the same point in that shot, his gun is already going back into battery and is almost all the way there where the Glock stock gun is still cycling back.
Yeah, the cycling speed is a little bit different.
Yeah, so. Now, having said that, your gun, your Shadow 2, is it completely stock?
I actually just got another Shadow 2 not too long ago. I took it out shooting yesterday for the first time. It had some work done on it. I'm not sure actually who did it because I bought it secondhand from a friend. But it's got a very nice trigger job, and it's very smooth. Compared to my other one that's mostly stock, which was done by CZ Custom. So a few tweaks here and there, but, it's competition-ready, but competition-ready so that it'll run without being high maintenance, which right. I don't like. This other one might end up being a little more high maintenance, a little more finicky.
Yeah.
But we'll see. It shoots nice, though.
Now, the gun you shot before that, the Tanfolio, both of these are fully steel guns. Do you have aversions to polymer guns? Do you not like them?
I like the heaviness of the gun in my hand. It makes it easier to be accurate. So I don't have a lot of body mass behind the gun to help keep it in check, so having a heavier gun actually helps me a lot.
I don't know, Keita. I've watched you shoot. I mean, the gun's only going to do so much. I mean, the heavier slide means more inertia when it's coming back, right?
It depends how you hold the gun. I hold the gun in such a way that it only really recoils back toward me, not so much flip, if you know what I mean.
Yep. I got a gun here that I think you should try. You probably won't because you think it's too light, but I think you would like it.
No, I like guns in general. I just like guns.
I'll tell you what. When we get back, we'll talk about other stuff as well, but we're coming up on the break. How do people find you?
You can email me 180firearmstraining@gmail.com if you would like a copy of my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, and I will personalize it for you and mail it out to your house, or if you would like to set up a class. Again, that's 180firearmstraining@gmail.com.
We'll be right back. This is Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey, and this is Lock and Load.
a piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We're speaking to Keita Bussey. She is the weaponized woman. And let's bring this up because it sort of is making the news now because you had some drama going on there. It has nothing to do with guns or anything else. Your daughter, Pixie, decided that she was going to take a stand. And well, how did that go?
Well, you were actually the first to break the story. It made national news before it made the local news. So I mentioned when I was on before that she went to school, even though she was supposed to be quarantined, because she has natural immunity. She has antibodies. She has not had the vaccine, but kids who had the vaccine with less antibodies than her were allowed to attend school.
Sure.
So she went anyway. They removed all the other kids from her classes all day long. And once they did that, they thought they would intimidate her into leaving, but much to their surprise, she stayed.
Did she get taught anything while she'd just be sitting there with whoever was sitting with her?
Nope. And our school district has no alternative to education. If a child is quarantined, they just get handed a bunch of homework with no instructions. So it's not the ideal situation.
Well, now, since she did what she did, I've seen that another school-age girl who did essentially, maybe she saw what Pixie was doing and said, I'll do that too. She got arrested.
Yes.
Did anybody ever threaten you guys with her being arrested?
Yes. The public health department did. And something that Pixie inadvertently uncovered this. It's not exactly a secret because they have their own website, but they don't want the general public to know this. The public health department, or public health in general, has its own pseudo-military/police. They spend an exorbitant amount of cash on guns, ammunition, and a training site they have based in Washington, D.C.
Right.
So when I went to pick up Pixie at the end of the day, you know, the public health department said they wanted her dragged out by police at the end of the day when all the students were in the hall to make an example of her. Well, the principal didn't care for that idea and asked me to come and pick her up, and I said, of course I would. So I came and picked her up at the end of the day and walked past these four armed men. Now, these men were wearing brown uniforms, very reminiscent of Nazi Germany. These were not our local Eau Claire PD. So I'm familiar with our local Eau Claire PD. One of their men actually goes to my church. So I know what their uniforms look like, and they're very dark in color, the full uniform. These were brown uniforms that I had never seen before. And they didn't have the identifying badge saying ECPD on the arm. They had a small little, almost like a sheriff's badge on their belt, but it was so small that I couldn't read what it said. So I started to research and found that public health in general has their very own pseudo-military/police.
And you know where all that came from, right?
What do you have to say about it?
Well, I mean, back in 2008, Barack Obama wanted to have a civilian defense force. And to that end, he started, like, you know, the post office has a SWAT team now. They have weapons. They have AR-15s. They have they have all the ninja battle rattle. IRS does. All of the little agencies out there, all the little alphabet agencies out there that have nothing to do with law enforcement have weapons and ammo and gear. And so it doesn't surprise me that public health has that as well, because health is one of those things. That's why we have Obamacare. The healthcare industry is, you know it. I mean, you came from it. It's 1/6 of the total economy. The other thing is that you can actually use health care as a means of some social engineering, if you want to. Look what they've done with abortion. Look what they've done, how they've used that. So, that's the fact that it exists is not new. The fact that it's being used now is sort of new, although I haven't seen it like that. How much of a presence did they have?
They were trying to sort of hide themselves in this little office, but I had to walk past them to get to the principal's office, to and from the principal's office. So they didn't want to be seen. They didn't want me to know they were there. And the public health officer never imagined that I would recognize that this was not the Eau Claire police.
Right.
Much less make that public, which I did. This is not something they want people to know about. And these are the men that, in the court order that they served my daughter with, it said they would station four armed guards outside of our home while she was quarantined, or that they could. They never actually did.
Right.
But this is where they would come from. It's not our local police. And local police all over are saying, we are not getting involved in anything regarding masking or vaccines or quarantines, anything like that. And the reason they're able to say that is because they have their own police.
But they're not doing anything about the jurisdictional conflict of interest, are they?
No, they are not. And they could.
So when I
questioned public health about who were those armed men that were at the school, I got no response. When I questioned Eau Claire PD about it, they said, we had no contact, we were not involved. So then I began digging and found they have their own military/police, and the uniforms they were wearing match the description perfectly.
Yep. Yep, and I've heard of certain surfacings of this before. Yours is the first I've actually spoken to somebody about it, though. But we're coming up on the next break. Tell people how to find you. We'll continue this when we get on the other side.
If you want to give me a follow on Instagram, it's 180 Firearms Training. Facebook is 180 Firearms Training. YouTube, Keita Bussey. Or you can email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com, if you would like to set up a movement class near you or order a copy of my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sport.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Putting food on the kitchen table got more challenging for folks as new inflation data was released on Wednesday. The price of food at home jumped 1.2% in September, a historically huge gain for a single month, and three times the inflation rate recorded in August. The Biden administration also dealing with supply chain issues. Speaking at the White House, the president says the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach are running 24/7 operations in an effort to reduce the supply ship traffic jams.
This is the first key step toward moving our entire freight, transportation, and logistical supply chain nationwide to a 24/7 system.
Some top shippers and retailers have agreed to do more offloading and stocking of supplies during off-peak hours. This is USA Radio News. New COVID cases, hospitalizations, and deaths continue to trend downward, according to CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky. The average daily deaths across the United States is around 1,400. We have liftoff as actor William Shatner launches into space.
After being delayed for a day for weather, the Blue Origin's new Shepard flight has launched from West Texas.
5, 4, command engine start. 2, 1.
Traveling just over 351,000 feet from the launch pad, the booster rocket returned safely with the perfect landing. The capsule, with the astronauts including William Shatner, deployed 3 parachutes and landed perfectly as well at 11 a.m. Eastern.
How about that, guys?
How about that, guys? That was unlike anything to describe.
The mission marked the 6th non-governmental suborbital spaceflight. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are talking to Keita Bussey, and she's telling me about some stuff that she has gone through, which we heard the primary parts of it, but the stuff that she got exposed to that most of us have read about, but only ever read about it. It'd be very interesting. Now, with your connections, wouldn't it be sort of hard or easy for you to find out where these guys come from and who's training them and where do they go when they're not working?
I did find that out, but I can't disclose it. But I can say they do have a training facility in Washington, D.C.
Well, now that's interesting. So, how would you, without getting into specifics, how militaristic are they?
They basically look like police officers. So they have the full kit belt of a police officer with a firearm, ammunition, handcuffs, pepper spray, a taser, and then they have their little badge that's too small to read.
Right. Well, let me tell you about something that got noticed, and then you tell me how you think this ties into this. See, so these guys don't want to be seen, right? You told me they didn't
right.
want to be noticed. They didn't
well,
want to be
they
seen.
Well, they were standing next to President Trump during one of his speeches.
Well, apparently not. So that's interesting, too. See, this whole thing that Obama started, Trump didn't get to have a crack at it because he spent his entire 4 years in office being accused of being a Russian spy and some other stuff, and he got impeached twice. I mean, he did some miraculous things, but he wasn't able to go in and dismantle some of the stupidity that's out there, like this debacle that occurred with weapons and ammunition going to various governmental agencies that have they don't have a mission for that kind of thing, which I would think public health would be one of those things too. But
Well, that's so they can lock us down.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing that I find interesting. Now, along the way, and this is real, but when you look at it, the first thing you think is conspiracy theory.
Right.
But there is Apple, for example, has a way to deploy a block on iPhones to where iPhones would not be able to record video and text it out as like an MMS message, which is what they basically boil down to be. Within they could do it within a grid square. They could do it within a block or blocks. Now, why would they need that? Why would the since they were asked to develop that, they have since closed off their system, and they do not give the feds any back doors to their system. Why do you think they would be asked to develop that? Why would we not be able to send video that we've recorded with our phones in a text message to somebody? Why do you think they wouldn't want us to do that?
They want to control the dissemination of information. Have you heard about the app that's being used in Australia right now?
I've heard a lot of things about Australia. Which one are you referring to? I know that they have an app where it tracks you, and if they try to contact you, you have to respond within X amount of time and they come hunting for you.
And they can arrest you and give you massive fines. So they're testing it in Australia to have that move into other countries, including the U.S., so that they can track you during your quarantine. It's almost like having an ankle monitor, but it's your phone.
Right. Well, that's the thing I find most interesting about today, because I'll ask people here in my state if they have a concealed carry permit, and they'll be like, nope, don't want to be on nobody's list. And then they'll pull out their Android or their iPhone, and I'm just thinking, well, hey.
I'm on all the lists now because now the DOJ has decided that they are going to build profiles on all of the parents who are standing up.
Yeah, I've seen that too, but here comes
the
problem. The
FBI is definitely building a profile on me.
Sure, but here comes the problem that I think presents itself. First of all, one, you're not the average bear. Your friends are not the average bears. And my question that I really would love to know about these guys, like the people that showed up at school wearing the brown shirts, is what kind of a supply chain do they have? What kind of logistics do they have behind them? Do they fly in and rent a Suburban and come to where they are? I mean, where do they come from?
I did not see any police vehicles. So whatever they have, it's not recognizable as a military-style vehicle.
Well, I mean, the question becomes, though, are they out there? Do they have to be autonomous? But also, the thing about being autonomous without a logistics training means
everywhere.
That you are finite. What?
So they are everywhere. They actually have a map by location on their website, on military.com. You can actually go and look up where these people are. They're everywhere. So they were close enough that public health could just put in a call and boom, there they are.
Right. But, I mean, the problem, who's their support system?
HSH.
Which is?
Public health. It's like the federal level of public health.
Well, I mean, do they have a... I guess you're not...
It would be the Secretary of the Secretary of Health, Secretary of Public Health, whatever he's called.
Is it Health and Human Services, HHS?
Yes.
Okay. So Xavier Becerra. That cat. Okay. Well, I mean, I think the
I studied all this very quickly.
Yeah. I think the problem they're going to have, although it's interesting to see them try the exercise and deployment and everything that they did with you, is I sincerely doubt that they have a if law enforcement wasn't contacted, they were coming in. That means they came in cold, and they came in sort of with a finite supply of things, and it just makes me wonder what their long-term plan would be if they had to actually try to lock things down, because I just don't think they could. The same thing that holds true for any country trying to invade the United States holds true for the government trying to lock down the United States.
Yeah, they can't do it to everyone. They have to have compliance first.
Yeah,
and that's why they're fighting so hard for this compliance.
Yeah, they would be seeking volunteers. They don't want people. They can't really force anybody to do it. Coming up on the next break, tell everybody how to find you.
You can email me 180firearmstraining@gmail.com if you would like to set up a class or purchase a copy of my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, which I will personalize for you. You can find me on Instagram, 180firearmstraining, Facebook, 180firearmstraining, and YouTube. I have a podcast now. It's under Keita Buffy.
Go check out the podcast. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
and sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Keita Bussey, and we've talked a little bit about guns. We've been talking about what her daughter has done and what the resulting stuff is. One thing I will tell you before you take off when we start talking about antibodies is this is why me and people that you know, like Fisher and other people, this is why we carry something we call a kit. And you, too, should carry a kit, Keita. Keita's kit. We could call it Keita's kit. It could be part of the podcast series. So, you know what I'm talking about when I say a kit?
Yes.
Well, you need to put one together. Because, I mean, who knows? Because I learned one very serious thing in the military. You want to know what it was?
What?
Friendly fire isn't. Write that down. Now,
it's not very friendly.
No, it's never friendly. So tell me about the antibodies. What have you? I mean, I've got them. I have the natural immunity. I also got the vaccination. And one of the reasons I got the vaccination is because I knew that these kind of shenanigans were going to happen. And it was more about me not wearing a mask than it was anything else, because I have trouble wearing a mask just walking around. So
everybody does, but some more than others.
Yeah, and I'm one of them. So that's the reason I went that route. But tell me about the antibodies, because you're smarter about this than I am. Anyway.
So antibodies. If you get an antibody test and your result is less than one, that means you're negative. You don't have antibodies. If you've had the vaccine, the average antibody test is 1.2, which means a lot of those antibody tests are actually negative. Because if it averages to 1.2, that means there are a lot of them under 1 with the vaccine.
Right.
Now, Pixie and I are a little unusual because I was actually in Asia when the virus happened in 2019, and I got it while I was there.
Right.
And brought it back here. It's very possible I could have been patient zero for the U.S. Sorry, guys. So what we found is antibodies actually grow and become more robust over time with COVID. So my test is about a 3 as opposed to the 1.2 from the vaccine. My right. daughter's is just under 3. So that's astronomically high compared to people with a vaccine. Now, I've also seen studies showing that because the vaccine creates something that sort of covers your cells, it actually covers those receptor sites and those sites that block the virus. And if you have the vaccine, it blocks against one single strain. If you have antibodies, it blocks against many strains. So if your antibody is covered with this vaccine antibody sort of covering that it makes, then it actually can take away your natural immunity and you can get sick again, which I thought was very interesting. There are a lot of studies out there on this, and the science is still out, as they say. They're still trying to figure this all out, but that's what they're finding. And, you know, when Pixie took her stand, it made national news right away, the very next morning. So another high school student in Green Bay, another cute little blonde girl with blue eyes, just like Pixie, had the antibody test. She had antibodies. She didn't have the vaccine. The vaccinated kids got to go back to school, but she was quarantined from a volleyball event.
Right.
Well, she went to school anyway. They isolated her in a little room, and they used it as a sick bay. So they sent all these sick kids into this room where they isolated her, so she could have gotten sick with something else. She wasn't sick. So she stood up as well, and then the girl in Wyoming that you mentioned before who refused to wear her mask at school. Now, the girl in Green Bay, her parents actually called me the night before, and I talked them through what could go wrong, what could go right, what their plan was, things like that, and they decided to do it. So I was actually in contact with that family. Michaela, though, my daughter, was the very first in the country to stand up and say, no, I will not quarantine. I'm healthy. I'm not sick. There's no reason for me to quarantine. I have antibodies. Well, a friend of mine who is a pilot for Southwest knew this story, and he spread it to his friends, and he came back and told me that all of these employees for Southwest knew her story and heard the stories of these other two young, cute little blonde girls. All three of them are on the honor roll and athletes, model students, and they're the ones standing up. So Southwest decided, a lot of the employees decided, we're going to have a sick out. So they all called in sick on the same day, and hundreds of flights were grounded. And this pilot friend gave me a call and said, yes. He gave me a call and said, I just wanted you to know that your daughter is the one who started this.
Do we know if any of the brown shirt folks showed up at these other locations?
I do not know. I will be very curious to see. However, with Southwest, that was a stick out. So Pixie did the opposite. The other girls did the opposite, where it was sort of a stick in. So they wouldn't have had them with Southwest, but the other two girls, it very well could have been. I know the one in Green Bay, they did not, but I haven't been in contact with the third girl's parents, the one who actually was arrested. They actually had PD there, because what the school did was they found a loophole. They knew that if they suspended her, then they could call the police to arrest her for trespassing. So they didn't arrest her because she wasn't wearing a mask. They arrested her because the school called that she was trespassing after being suspended. Now, Michaela's principal was told by public health, you have to suspend her so we can arrest her, and he refused. So then they had to call in their own police because there was no way they could get our local PD involved. There was no legal issue. There was no crime committed. Right. It was only a mandate.
So now they're trying to micromanage the process in order to make other things happen.
Yes.
Okay.
So they're trying to keep these pseudo-military slash police out of it as much as possible. And if they can get the school to suspend the child, then the local PD has to get involved for trespassing if they refuse to leave.
Yep, you need to build a kid, Keita. Nothing wrong with throwing yourself out there. Nothing wrong with getting on a list or that other stuff. The problem.
Oh, I'm on the list now.
Yeah, well, I mean, but the problem becomes being able to do something with the list. You know, there's certain things like, I don't really have time to go into it. A lot of things that happened in the 20th century that enabled Marxists to kill 100 million civilians couldn't take place in the same way it took place and be described as the same kind of event now because of all the surveillance we have. So now they just have to do it completely overt and just, you know, out in the open like they're trying to do. So thank you for joining me today. That went really quick. We'll have to do this again next week. Just fast. Check out Keita's podcast. Check out her book. Check out her website. Book a training class. She'll hobble through it. She's over her bullet wound now. Thank you for joining me today.
Thanks, Bill. Love you.
All right. Love you back. Coming up next, it's going to be writer Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.